I think he's got to figure this out. He's got everybody coming over for WrestleMania. I wasn't invited.
Well,
now I know why. Yeah. You just tapped me all over the place. I'm triggered, dude. Truly.
Yeah,
I walk out of this room. I hear Rachel go frozen pizza. I'm like, oh, this is great. And he just calls me an effort. What the hell's your problem? What did I do to you?
Yeah, you did come at him.
Golly.
I think there's something about you that's just unlikable.
I'm on edge, man. I got pictures being taken of me in the wild.
Yeah.
You're effing me all over the place.
I did say that. Well, here's why. What you told me like a week ago, the rule for ordering pizza, and Biggie's got eight people coming over. So he's got eight people total. And the rule there is you order four pizzas. Everybody gets half a pizza plus one. So he's got to order five pizzas. And I said, I bet you'll have two pizzas left over. And Biggie said, well, I don't mind. I'm going to order all five. And that's when you walked out of the room. And I said, you're going to spend money on this this MF right here? And I'm sorry.
I was aggressive and unneeded.
I didn't sleep much last night. I was pickling until late.
I bought you chocolate this week, dude.
You did.
He's trying to win you over, too. And look at you. You just, for no reason at all, attacked
crapping on me.
I wouldn't buy him nothing. And by the way, I owe this man. He's been driving me all week.
Oh, you don't own him nothing. Look at this guy. Buying him some pizza.
I'm the most unlikable person ever. Just doing favors for everybody.
Yeah, I know. All you do is nice things. The nice guy always gets stepped on. You're a nice guy. Yeah. That's right. That's true.
I'll tell you, I did feel a little Chris Dim yesterday. He gave me a ride home. B.B. Shea did. And I said, pull on into the gas station. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fill her up for you. I owe you.
Oh, that's nice.
So I just handed him a card, said, swipe it, Johnny. I didn't ask for a receipt. I didn't need anything. I said, it's on me today.
You buying gas for this MF right here? What are you buying gas for this guy for? You know what he did? Those chocolates. He brought in the Hershey chunks. You know those?
Oh, yeah. Those are,
they're very good. And Red Rachel apparently had never seen them. She saw them this morning.
Oh, really? He was calling them nuggets. And I was like,
and nuggets, what? Man. You thought they were big pads of butter.
They looked like butter.
You know my story about, we talked about him earlier this week. Chris Farley, the Saturday Night Live superstar who died young, you know. Overweight, like John Belushi. And I read in Rob Lowe's autobiography, he was friends with Chris Farley. They did a Saturday Night Live together, and they all went out for, like, steaks afterwards. It was him. Who was Farley's best friend? Was it
Spade?
Spade. Yeah. Spade, Rob Lowe, and they're doing Saturday Night Live together, and Chris Farley. And they ordered steaks, and Chris Farley ordered several of those pads of butter, you know, that are wrapped up that you think look like the Hershey chocolates. And he would cut a slice of steak and put a pad of butter on top of it and eat it. And here's Rob Lowe, who is this specimen, and he says to Chris Farley, what are you doing? And Farley was like, it's the only way to eat it, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, I bet that was so delicious.
Well, if you ever eat at a steakhouse and the steak is, like, really, really good, there's a chance that they just, you know.
The butter.
It's drenched in butter.
God. At Ruth's Chris.
That's what they do.
There's butter popping off that plate. It's so hot and so good. But that, I mean, he put a pad of butter on every bite of steak.
God.
And, you know, Rob Lowe was just, like, incensed. And Chris Farley's like, I'm going out in a blaze of glory, man. Now he's dead for 3 years. You know, it's sad to say now, but he did. He put butter on every, and apparently a great guy, but he put butter on every piece of steak. This is about eating out. Also, a P1 listener sent this email, which I thought was interesting. You're a server, okay? How often do you, or you were, how often would you get into like a real conversation where they knew something about you when you were bringing dinner out? You know, when I like knew that you were going to college at this place or an aspiring radio personality, something like that. Would they know that by the end of the dinner?
I would say when I was working in the general public, I would say is maybe 50-50.
Yeah.
Because some people, they just want their food and you read the room. But when I worked at the private club, everybody wanted to know everything about you because you serve them all the time. So every single one of them knew I was in, you know.
You got to know them.
Yeah.
You didn't mind giving up the personal details?
No, because I think that helps you so much when, especially like when you're in school and they find out you're in school, there's kind of a, you know.
A little better tip.
Yeah, they don't want to believe that you're just going to be a server.
I see.
Which, you know, servers make pretty good money. It's not a bad thing, but they don't want to think about it that way.
Understandable. A P1 says, my husband and I were out to a nice dinner. We're chatting with our very nice and personable college-aged server named Tanner. He's going to school for finance and dentistry.
Wow.
I know. Okay.
Ambitious.
She says, we're in Raleigh. Okay. All right. So he's going to school for finance and dentistry. My husband instantly connected because he went to school for finance as well. Now, eventually he graduated law school, but they had a nice connection. He brought the bill, and when I reached to take it, Tanner said, "Wow, a trophy wife who also is picking up the bill. Jackpot!"
Oh, my God, Tanner.
The woman, our listener, who wants to remain anonymous, says, I was offended. I'm only...
Yeah?
She says, "My husband is 4 years older than me, but it's not like I'm using him for his money or anything."
Also something totally Chris Kelly's son would say. 100%. 1,000%.
Trophy wife, jackpot.
Pounded, am I right?
But then she said, "Or is it a compliment? Does he think I'm really attractive and is calling me a trophy wife and it's a good thing?
Yeah, okay, you could. That's real 50-50.
I said to my husband, "Am I a trophy wife?" And he said, "Of course not, no.
No, I would have gotten much hotter."
No.
God.
No, you are not a trophy wife. I'm only 4 years older than you. No,
yeah.
Trophy wife is like someone way younger. Is that the definition of a trophy wife? Like someone really young?
Yeah. I would think Tanner probably meant it.
In the nice way,
because he's not going to say anything.
Well, it's tip time.
Tip time. You know, exactly. Right.
Yeah. And if it came from a young man, I would think, okay, he's not intentionally trying to make it bad. But if a woman said it, I think I'd be more offended.
Oh, really?
I would think that she was taking a shot at me.
1,000% yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's right.
Young guy comes off as like, hey.
He just didn't really know
still
the implications.
A trophy wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also thinking he's calling her hot.
Attractive.
Attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If a woman said it, it'd be taken as, oh, yeah.
That's the second time you've done that today.
Yeah.
That's good. I like the way you do that.
Don't do it too much. You'd be ringing the bell.
I was going to say, maybe one more time today, and then we'll call it quits.
So if a guy, a server, like you're out with your boyfriend, and you reach for the check, if a guy says, "Not only is she a hottie, she's picking up the check," are you offended or are you complimenting?
I think my boyfriend would be more offended that he was implying that. I would be flattered.
You know what he'd be insinuating? Threesome.
Okay.
No, you said that.
Yeah.
I think it's true. I do. I think that's what he'd be like. Okay.
The two guy threesome?
Yeah, he wouldn't want that, would he? That's kitty puppy.
Yep.
Also brought to us by our former colleague Dave. If you go online, you can go to kittykittypuppy.com to learn about threesomes.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Yeah. That took a weird turn.
I do think that's what the insinuating.
Can you just bring me my dinner?